Okay.
Hi,
hey,
Paul.
Sarah. It's Fan Fiction Friday.
It's Fan Fiction Friday.
What are we going to read today?
Chapter 3. We're going to read chapter or 3. 3, however you do 3. We're going to read chapter 3 of the story that is sucking me in, called Home Invasion by Rachel X24601.
Taking the world by storm, this song. This show. This
or
story.
At least a
yes.
Category
this
1.
Is, We've read 2 chapters of this. This is chapter 3. Here is the summary of the piece. Sarah, 6 months sober and enjoying some time away from Chicago in a remote cabin in the woods, is surprised by the Fox River 8, who have broken into her habitation looking for a place to hide. Sarah becomes a prisoner in her own home. Chemistry sometimes hits where it's least expected. Warnings: kidnapping, threats of violence, mention of drug abuse, bad accents.
Bad accents is on us.
Yeah.
And from what I remember, Sarah was never at Fox River.
Right.
So they have never met
these are,
before.
These are new. They've never met. Correct.
This is the meet cute between Michael and Sarah, where she's running into the woods and he's going,
yeah, yeah.
Ha, got you.
And she trips.
And she trips.
Because her heel comes off. She breaks
her
a heel.
Her heel?
She breaks a heel.
That's not true. She's not in heels. That's a Sandra Bullock movie.
It's a horror movie. It's a, you're doing the running through the woods. They're always wearing, okay.
No, but there was like a robe that came open and the word
nude
took us both to the core.
Upper body came.
No.
Nude's not a great word.
Okay, so here we go with chapter 3. Sleep had been bad.
What?
In the 6 months.
Oh, sleep.
Sarah. Sleep.
Okay.
What do you think I said? Never mind.
I couldn't hear. Okay.
Never mind. None of my business. Sleep had been bad in the 6 months that Sarah had worked morphine out of her system, but now, tied up in a remote cabin in the woods under the supervision of 4 escaped convicts, ranging from dangerous to professionally homicidal.
To super hot.
It was unsurprisingly worse. Wait, let's fill people in. The 4 convicts are Abruzzi, Sucre,
Michael
Lincoln, and Michael. Tom's hands. Okay. We're just going into this.
Tom's hands were
wandering down her stomach, his front to her back. His touch was amorous, but not like it had been while he was alive. Ooh. Death's touch would feel like Tom's now did to Sarah.
Whoa.
Her nightmare was a variation of all the ones she'd been having the past 6 months. Just lie with me, doll. Ooh. Just lie with me, doll. Tom's out of 1940. Just lie with me, doll.
Just lie with me now.
There we go. Tom used to call her darling, but in the last months of their relationship, it had been pruned to a single languid syllable. Sarah was always incapable of telling whether it was just the lazy version of that first affectionate nickname or a new one altogether.
Lie with me, doll. His arms around her tightening, iron-gripped tentacles. Stars gleamed maliciously above Sarah's head. She and Tom were lying still as they had been when he died, him pressing his body against hers.
Whoa.
Train tracks were deserted, a gloom, a romantic landscape. Ain't it a fine sky up there? Tom said in her ear. Ain't the world quiet here? Then the sound came, whistling with all its might. In the distant fog, Sarah could see the emerging figure of a train racing onwards. Tom, we need to go. She heard the words without moving her lips. Tom's fingers were melting into her skin, fusing them both to the railway lines. From afar, they must have looked like a modern tragedy. They'd been high, of course. He'd been slightly higher. Let me go, oh God. The sight of that train rushing fatally towards them had been to Sarah terrifying, beyond comprehension. Surely the devil's face must look a little like the front of a train, with 2 burning white eyes and a cruel, mechanical, unstopping stride.
This is such good metaphor. I really love this writing. Sorry, go on.
The sound was worse, was what had impressed on Sarah's mind the deepest, the horn blowing loud, making you think of tornadoes, of catastrophes, the scream of something devoid of human emotion.
That's much better. Please, Tom! A sudden hand prodding her shoulder shook her out of sleep. Sarah couldn't remember the last time somebody had woken her up. Had she been screaming? How embarrassing. But then her eyes blinked open and she realized she wasn't being cared for by a nanny. For that matter, she wasn't a child. The man was crouching so his eyes were level with her. They seemed the bluest, freshest eyes to Sarah's drowsy mind.
Mm.
It was another few seconds before Sarah became aware where she was and who she was with. The duct tape on her wrists was uncomfortably tight. She could barely feel her fingers when she tried moving them. The man currently watching her was Michael Schofield. Sarah could see none of the other cons in the room. They might be upstairs catching some sleep. Dawn was beginning to shine outside the window, gold and crimson tinges bleeding through the clouds.
"It's okay," Michael said. Then she probably had been screaming, though his voice was patient. His face was a mask beneath, which emotions smothered. "You could guess nothing, could see but a gleaming surface. You don't have to be afraid of us." But she really did.
She really did.
Yeah. Sarah had read somewhere that people who come close to dying are often known to exhibit a reckless behavior caused by an irrational feeling of invincibility. Sarah was the farthest from those examples. She'd never been more afraid of dying than after what had happened with Tom. Or at least she'd thought so, her heartbeat racing at the merest unexpected noise, as if death was a tyrannical husband Sarah had managed to escape and it was lurking just around the corner. Yeah, wow. Yes, staring into the face of her jailers, the king amongst the cons, Sarah had nicknamed him because of the authority he seemed to have over the others. She found an utter absence of fear in her chest, maybe only because she was still numb from sleep, or because the room was gaining such a surreal aspect, bathed in the blushing colors of dawn. "What are you all doing here?" she asked. Wouldn't have said anything at all in her normal state, but considering she was currently being held hostage in her own living room, doubted that normal was on its way back anytime soon. "Hiding here in the woods. Everyone in the country's looking for you." I'd assume they were, though I haven't had much time to read the news. The look on his face was straight, but you could tell he meant to throw some lightness in his tone. An inmate with a sense of humor, just her luck.
Okay, we are going to leave it there.
Oh, man, come on.
For now, no, our Patreon community can listen to the entire thing whenever they want to, as many times as they want to, until they have mastered their very own John Abruzzi voice. And yeah, come see us over in the Patreon community, which is available in the link in the show notes, wherever you are listening to this right now.
All right, we'll see you over there.
Thank you for listening. Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Your hosts have been friends but not besties, Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden has been producer Ben Haber.
Keeping us slim and trim in the prison yard has been sound designer and editor Jeff Schmidt.
The manager of our jailbird band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made all our music.
Yay! Our prison artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check them out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
And follow us on Instagram at Prison Break Podcast, email us at pbpodcast@caliber-studio.com, and call us at 401-3-PBREAK.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.